Track 11. Next, we have Talk of the County with Rowan Mantell, who takes a long-planned holiday, but it wasn't quite as smooth as expected.
It was already feeling like the end of days. We were about to set out on a holiday, pandemic postponed from 2020. The headlines were of a bitter winter to come, with energy bills forecast to soar higher than the mountains for which we were leaving drought-desiccated Norfolk. The trip had been booked 4 years ago, inspired by a conversation with a stranger from King's Lynn who had travelled across the county to see an Easter play in Reedham, and also by a coach trip across Europe that my mother-in-law had taken 60 years ago. Once a decade, high in the German Alps, the villagers of Oberammergau stage a passion play depicting the events of the week leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. Back in 1633, the plague was raging across Europe. Oberammergau had put itself into lockdown, but one villager who'd been working away was desperate to return home. He crept in at night, bringing the deadly illness with him. The death toll began rising, but the villagers had a plan. They promised to stage a biblical drama every 10 years, if spared. When there were no more plague deaths, the people of Oberammergau kept their promise, performing the first passion play in the churchyard in 1634. From 1680, they rescheduled their play for the beginning of each decade, continuing until 1920, when the play was postponed for 2 years because of a deadly flu pandemic. Exactly a century later, another pandemic forced another 2-year postponement. But finally, we were off. Except that we weren't. News of the first cancelled flight due to a German pilot's strike arrived as we were about to head to Heathrow. The second cancellation from Birmingham, a day and several train journeys later, was because of a lack of crew or planes or engineers somewhere in the complex travel industry chain. We eventually arrived in the beautiful Alps 51 hours late, but in time to see the play. It was remarkable. A completely compelling 5+ hours of music and drama staged entirely by the villagers, who might be the same people serving your guest house breakfast or driving the local bus. Plus live horses, donkeys, sheep, goats, hens, doves and camels. It's often called a once-in-a-lifetime experience. What I would rather be a once-in-a-lifetime experience is the 30 unexpected hours in Birmingham Airport. My take-home, via another delayed flight message, is that I should probably give up flying, for environmental reasons, obviously, but also because of the wearyingly poor communication from airline and travel agent. My mother-in-law's coach trip 60 years ago was only slower because they stayed in interesting places en route. Our cycle ride from Norwich to Reedham 5 years ago was definitely quicker. We arrived home to a new Prime Minister, a new monarch, and a new appreciation of the delights of staying in Norfolk. Her Majesty had travelled the world, but often chose to holiday in West Norfolk. On this, as on so much more, she really was worth listening to. Now there's a flurry of claim forms to fill in, but I'd rather be reclaiming those 51 hours of lost holiday and fill them in with 51 Norfolk delights. A compensation of beaches, broads, walks, castles, gardens, theatre, bike rides, food and drink. Although we were abroad when the Queen died, the momentous, sad significance of her passing was felt far beyond Britain. Every time someone realised that we were English, i.e. every time we attempted a word of German, we were told how sorry they were for our Queen, who had died, how much she was loved, and how much she'd be missed around the world.